Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 8, and the week's topic is the role of leadership. Today, our focus is brand drives culture and works with truth number 23 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is brand drives culture. This comes from Truth 23 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Your Brand Drives Your Organization's Culture. You might be surprised to hear that culture and brand are so closely linked, but they truly are. And to push that out even further, it is the brand that can effectively drive an organization's culture. And that's what we'd like to explore today. But before we do, let's start with the Bible verse that we used in the book. The Bible verse is from John 12:36, and it reads like this. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. A light guides our way. It shows us the path. Very often, our brand promise is the light of an organization. When we see the light and understand the light, we too can share the light. Likewise, when we understand the brand promise, we can live the brand promise. And that permeates throughout the entire organization, creating the culture. All too often, people think that culture sits with HR and that brand sits with marketing. They do not see nor understand the inherent connection between the two. Marketing certainly drives the brand, but as we have discussed, everyone owns the brand. Everyone plays a role in bringing it to life. A brand, when done well, is a light for an organization. It is an external, visible part of the parish or ministry. When an organization consistently delivers on the brand promise, the brand becomes well understood in the marketplace by the parishioners or the members that you serve. Just consider how inconsistent it would be if the brand promise was one thing, but the culture was defined differently. It could never work. You know, we are actually seeing an example of this play out live before our very eyes right now. In the book, I mentioned Disney as an example of a company whose culture is reflected in its brand. But fast forward to this past several weeks, and as we are doing this podcast, the culture of Disney is celebrating its wokeness in ways that seem completely opposite to the brand promise of Disney. And because of that, we are hearing of all sorts of issues. We're learning of people canceling trips to Disney. Parents aren't showing the films anymore. They're not going to the new shows. They're stopping any use of Disney+. The list goes on and on. Why is that? It's because what everyone understood the brand to be is now being undermined by a Disney culture that appears to be moving in a different direction. When culture is aligned with the brand, what is shared to the outside world is how the inside world lives. The performance of the brand is seen by the very people supporting the parish or ministry. From a Catholic perspective, let me offer you a great example, and that is the Order of Malta. Are you familiar with the Order of Malta? It's a global Catholic organization that's dedicated to serving others. You see the service in the big things. They do things like take those who were injured or ill to Lourdes on a pilgrimage. But you also see it in service to each other. I attended an Order of Malta event not too long ago and was listening to them share stories of pilgrimages and service projects. Halfway through the event, someone fell ill. And the next thing you know, a bunch of people stand up and race over to her side. The next morning, an email went out stating a time that everyone would come together in prayer and praying of the rosary for this person. Their brand is about service, and that is lived out in the culture of the organization. They see the light. They believe in the light and are sons of the light, much as the Bible verse suggests. As you think about this podcast, ask yourself, consider your culture as it relates to your brand promise. Are they aligned? What might need to change? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you at our next Marketing God podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.